All right, cool. Welcome back to RDU 98.5. You are listening to the Burnt Breakfast. Now, it's nice time of year because maybe a familiar face or two starts returning home for our summer. That is who my next guest is. Izzy, welcome back.
Oi, 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 oi. Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Oh, that was very British of you. You picked up a few.
Yeah. I've honestly probably picked up too much, I think.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon when I get back, like, since I've been back now, I've had like a few of my mates be like, oh, don't know about that,
mate. So anyway, that's a good place to start. You've been living in Bristol.
Yep.
How is it?
Yeah, it's good, man. Yeah, loads of nightclubs. There's a lot more than here, which is good and bad in ways, because you sort of don't get to, like, you know all the staff and get like in that family vibe. But it's still good though.
Do you feel spoiled for choice, or are they kind of? Because like here, right? Like the ones I know I like going to. Is it the same there?
You're pretty much spoiled for choice. Eh? If you wanted to go, like, yeah, if you wanted to just go to a gig, like, you could either get on, like, get on a train and go to London and, like, just see whatever, what, like, vibe you want to go for, you'd be able to find it that night, pretty much.
Fuck. That's so cool.
So it's good, but it's dangerous for the bank account and dangerous for the liver.
Yeah. Because I went earlier this year, my bank account has not recovered. I still owe the bank $3,000.
Yeah.
Which you're not getting, by the way, bank. What about your music this year? You released much?
Yeah. So I released a 4-track EP on Must Meet Music, which is good. That was called the Lakahuti Connection. Just a little shout out to my river.
Nice. Awa. Cool.
Shout out the Lakahuti. And then I did a remix for Jack Workforce. And also had the other EP at the start of the year. So, been a busy year, actually.
Yeah, sure.
Like 11 or 12 tracks this year, which is
quite
a lot.
Wow, okay. And in terms of your sound, do you think it's changed much? What's kind of your perspective on that?
I reckon it has changed a little bit, since getting to the UK. Like, definitely find myself going for a bit more, like, UK. It sounds a bit more clubby and a bit more UK.
As opposed to
the soft and like playfulness it was at the start when it was in New Zealand. It's like I got over the end, it's like, right, it's business time.
And so you're back, obviously, home country, holidays, all that. But you are playing Hidden Lakes.
That's the one, bro. It's the one.
Tell me about that. What should we be expecting?
Oof.
Is this gonna be like the business?
Yeah.
Business style music.
Yeah, business style music. I'm gonna go for a good variety, I reckon, eh? Like, yeah, I've got heaps of new music I've been working on, like some good collabs with our Dina Milan up in Auckland, and Sustance and Unglued and a few other big Donnies from the UK. So I've got them all on the USB ready to go. So just see where we go. But I'd like to also go back and play some classics.
Yeah, totally. And because you probably haven't seen Hidden Lakes before, like the event.
No, I played the first one, I think. Oh, I played one of them. Yeah.
I played one of them
just before I left.
And then
shot off.
Yeah, because it's a freaking cool layout. Like, I really love it.
Yeah.
Great. I'm so excited for your set now. This is going to be really interesting. Are you doing anything else? Like, how long are you back for?
Oh, too long. I'm back for, what's the date now?
The 13th that is today.
Yeah, sweet. So I'm back till the 17th of Jan. I got back on the
17th. Oh,
so I've been back for about 6 weeks or so, eh?
I think
it's just to do a check, just a double check that I do want to live in Bristol.
After
6 weeks, I know, right, yeah, okay, or nah, I'm coming back.
Are you planning any other festivals while you're here?
Yeah, so I've got River to Melps as well. That's on
the
29th on the campus night.
That's my birthday. You'll be playing to me on my birthday, by the way. So, better fucking do a good job.
Yeah, better be fucking good. then also Northern Base on the 31st. And I also got a show at Hyde tomorrow night, actually, at Hyde Club. So
Okay. Now, I've got to ask, because we have a couple of mutual friends, and I saw said mutual friends hanging out with you earlier this year in Bristol.
Yeah.
And there was a few pics I saw, you know, at the local fish and chip shop and local chippy. Are they better over there?
Nah, they are shit over there.
Really?
it's probably the worst fish and chips we've had. Okay. That might have been just that one, I think, because I've given it like two shots. We've gone to two places, and each time, like, it's just not the same, mate. The fish is like, it's just not it.
Okay, interesting. See, everyone told me that, so I didn't bother to have fish and chips. Yeah,
I think
there.
You did it right not doing it that.
Oh, okay. Much, mate. All right. Okay. No, that makes me feel a lot better, actually. okay, so Hidden Lakes, 28th. Fuck yeah, this can be great. Oh, then you've got to go straight down to Wanaka.
Straight down south. Yeah. No, lots of driving around, actually, which will be good, though, because I haven't seen the country in a minute. So
yeah, right.
Drive around,
cool,
and be like, oh,
cool,
yep, there's a new Mitre 10 they've put in. Or like, oh, yeah, sweet pub at Torts there.
Yeah.
You carry on.
Nothing would have changed. How long did you live there? Well, were Bristol? You in Bristol? How long?
I've been in Bristol I've been away for about 15 months now.
Oh wow! Yeah. Okay.
So not too long, but just like long enough. We're like, right, I'm pretty keen to see what's going on back home.
Yeah. Do you get nosy about like things happening?
Not really. I think. Hey, I put the blinders on, just make music. Like, I try to not worry about what's going
on. Totally. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Do you? Because I can get FOMO quite badly. Are you like that?
Yeah. I can, but like I think it's gone away since getting to the UK, because like once I realised you can't just do everything.
Yeah.
Like,
interesting.
It's not worth it, like worrying over it, because like I used to get FOMO every time there's a gig hired. I wouldn't even like
the
music.
Wow, really?
And I'd be like,
really?
Oh, I want to go because so-and-so is going. Like,
oh, that's so interesting. And, yeah.
Now since I've been over there, and it's just like, oh, like it's not like you're going to the gig tonight. It's like, oh, you're going to one of 20 gigs.
So it's like,
you can't go to all of them. So like now I just think I'm like, oh, whatever, which is good.
Just have to kind of accept what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Now we've had a psychology lesson. Thank you. Ezzy, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Welcome back to Christchurch. It's been a shitty weather the last couple of days.
It's not been that good, but I got on Saturday. It was absolutely honking, mate. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah, no, Saturday was all right, actually.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Hey, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Have a great, great day, and good luck with the summer season and all that.
Yeah, no, cheers, bro. Thank you. Thanks for having me.